As a new wave of infections emerge, the need for stability becomes faded. The reports are manipulated for the personal gains of medical experts, politicians, and CEOs of major corporations as well. Passing out vaccines, strictly adhering to CDC requirements. They have had a lot to gain. But we are facing a surge of epidemic proportions once again, and this time, there aren't going to be any protections set in place to stem the spread. There's a possibility there won't be an extension on moratoriums. They feel that they've done all they can. This is what they call doing all they can. The policies laid out were severely flawed. And now, as usual, the masses are going to pay dearly for that. They're already paying for it due to the sharp inflation rates because of a failed stimulus plan. The income rates won't match the incoming price hikes from food to housing. The shelters won't be available to handle the capacity of possible homeless citizens due to a failed strategy using archaic, oppressive rules and regulations. The reasons behind the low-income crisis are more than just mere mistakes. Many social welfare organizations are tied up with bigger caseloads than ever before, causing mix-ups and misrepresentation. But let us once again take a trip back to 2008 with a similar foul taste of misappropriations, corruption, and federal extortion. The sneaky, underhanded tricks to displace thousands of families are underway, and there doesn't seem to be no way forward for tenants looking for a more stable housing situation. The news isn't interested in making a wave about this because of the flack the officials will receive because the serious lack of preparedness. That's why the impending housing crisis isn't as far-reaching as the constant live streams of America's favorite doctor, Anthony Fauci. But people who know these types of patterns are making it their business to keep the public aware of such abuses, especially towards tenants. But the problem, right here in New York, is that there are too many interconnections with landlords and government agencies. Many tenants lost their apartment to a seedy relationship between the property manager / landlord and the government, which leaves the tenant no choice but to give up. And that is a very big red flag. That is what needs to change. I think it's time that our officials make it clear that just because you are a property owner or landlord doesn't mean you have some type of privilege. It doesn't mean you should abuse your position with impunity. So, I'm calling for criminal penalties to be brought against those that try to carry out such illegalities. Then maybe we'll get on the right path. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. This is Beatrice Harris for Cosmic Collision Season 9, Humanist Rising. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.